aboard, you people. Starship Procon Show with Anna DeBlantis off for another day of broadcast. That's all.
Yes. Happy Tuesday.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Is that to me? I don't know if it's to me. All right. Now, here's what's coming up on the program. Alderman Riley is going to be here Tuesday with Brendan.
Yeah, we like our visits, our Tuesday visits from the Alderman.
Yes, we get to learn about how all of our money's being misspent. But the most important thing is we're also going to be promoting our Toys for Tots drive.
Yes.
Which is coming up next Friday, the 1st of December, right here in Pioneer Court, right here by the station. We got the Apple Chevrolet trucks are going to be here. The Chevy Silverados are going to be out in front. We're going to fill them up with toys for the kids.
And make it really easy to donate as well.
If you want to drive in with your donation, we'll tell you how you can do that onto the right behind Pioneer Court. There's like a little private street back there.
Mm-hmm.
It's a public street, but it feels very private. The City Front Center, and then you can go around there. We'll have Marines there to pick up the stuff. We got the whole thing planned, so he'll tell us all about that.
It's gonna be fun.
Jeffrey Baer is gonna be here from the Channel 11. The FCC eliminated the net neutrality regulations today. Now that sounds like a boring topic, but
no,
when still
not.
I tell you what that means for you?
Troubles me, the whole thing.
Yes, because no matter what your flavor of internet is, and whether wherever you are on the political spectrum or the sports spectrum or the whatever sport spectrum, if the company that is providing you your internet doesn't like the people that you like, they're going to slow you down. We'll explain how this really is not good for you. Richard Roper is going to be here as well. The new Denzel Washington movie, he's going to be reviewing that.
Oh, nice.
It's getting a lot of attention. He'll tell you if it's good. And The Man Who Invented Christmas. From that Dan Stevens guy from Downton Abbey. Plus, what he says is the best movie of the year.
That's
not
exciting.
One of those two. There's another one that he says is the best movie of the year, and he'll tell us what that is
right as
well. And he went to Illinois State University. Speaking of Illinois State University, speaking of fearing the bird.
Fear the bird.
Fear the bird.
Here he is. Cameron Meredith is with us. Cam is he's one of my favorite Chicago Bears. Unfortunately, he is not currently playing. How are you feeling, by the way?
Yeah, how are you feeling?
Feeling really good. It's been a couple months now since I went down, so you know, mentally and physically, I'm feeling a lot better.
And are you? Is it before we get to, because this is very as a Bears fan who's about to pull his hair out, and it's painful when you do that. I don't know if you've ever tried that. It's not good. Now you're out for the season. You won't be back this year. But how are you feeling about next season?
I would love to be back this season, but. Next season, I'm just thinking about right now, honestly. I try not to even think that far ahead. I just try to get my mini milestones checked off, and then once that happens, then I can put my focus somewhere else.
Good.
So right now, it's just all right now, short term.
Right. Because it was obviously, you know, it, people who saw that happen, it's like, you know, it's football, man. It's the sad, the hard part of football to watch that.
And
it's, you know, just know it, you were in everybody's thoughts and prayers right at that moment.
I appreciate everybody.
Yeah.
You really were.
All right. So now you're giving back. See, now this is an Illinois State kid, isn't it, Kev? This is how this goes,
right? That's right. That's how the Redbirds do it.
That's right. Everybody gives back. He's got a sports drink. Drink Cray, K-R-A. Cray is the name of the and that stands for?
Keep rising above.
Rising
I had a brain fart right there.
I have that in my shin right now.
Yesterday was your day for that, Rob.
Yes,
it was all day.
Could not think of anything.
That's how you start your day, too.
Yeah. That's my biggest problem right now.
Yeah.
All right, so you are going to, we'll talk about the event you're doing. Explain what the sports drink is and how are you involved?
It's an organic sports drink, so it's a little bit different. It tastes a little bit different than like Gatorade and like Body Armor, all those other things.
Yep.
So, you know, it was different for me at first, but I started drinking. I started loving it. Now I drink it all the time. Kind of substituted it for those I was doing. But
hold on,
I gotta try the lemon one. That's my
orange.
Favorite.
Oh, really? I just opened up with the fruit punch. Well, I can try them all.
Yeah,
all right, let's start.
The orange one is pretty delicious. I like it.
Yeah.
Got any? See, I'm a fruit punch guy. I was. Oh yeah. Oh,
yeah,
that's really good.
It's very good.
But it tastes fresh as opposed to like canned.
Are they cold?
They're no.
Okay. No, it's not even cold. It probably tastes even better cold.
Oh, yeah. It tastes really good cold.
But it's got electrolytes in it. It's got caffeine-free. It's a gluten-free. Real fruit juice. I like that.
Sugar cane in there. Some organic apple
kosher,
juice.
Non-GMO, no artificial
just
ingredients.
Just in case.
You
got a
set.
Rabbi at the end of the thing going, yeah, you're fine. Keep going. Keep moving as the bottles are coming up.
Usually they don't taste good. This one tastes good.
Yeah.
Tastes good.
What is the, and it's not like super sugary. That's the important. Like this fruit punch is 40 calories for the whole bottle.
Yeah, it's a really good substitute for all that other stuff with a whole bunch of sugar. And especially being an athlete, I don't like, you know, putting all that stuff in my body. So to keep it fresh is good for me.
So do you tell the difference when you like it, like a really sugary thing? Because the way your body burns burns, because as a primed athlete, the way your body burns energy.
Can I tell the difference?
Yeah.
I don't know about that. I could tell how I feel, you know, not so much as, you know, the body difference, but, you know, it definitely gives you a boost of energy and feel a little bit more hydrated. You don't have to drink as much, so it's better all around.
It seems like athletes today are just so intensely focused on exactly what they're putting in their bodies. We always talk about this with the Blackhawks, and the chef says he makes them the special green drink all the time. And
I drink it too.
You do the special green drink every day?
It's got like apples, kale, cucumber, broccoli.
Oh, good. Keep going, because he won't tell us what's actually in it.
No, it's ginger. It's a bunch of stuff in there. Lemon. It's good, though.
It tastes good.
It looks really nice.
Does the team do it for you, or do you go get it somewhere else?
Well, we have a cafeteria, and then we'll have, like, a blender over there with the guy who makes our smoothies and stuff. His name's Juan. Shout out, Juan.
Hey, there's Juan.
Nice job, Juan.
Juan, maybe Juan could call us and tell us what's exactly in it, and then we can go back to Mike, and we can make it over at the United Center. But that's, like, a really important thing, right? These guys are – I mean, I think back in the day, you know, we were just talking about, like, Ditka and Butkus and guys like that. I think they were having a cheeseburger and then, you know, going out and hitting somebody. This is a different world.
Well, Dennis Savard told us about that. He'd go to McDonald's right after the game. That's what they did.
Yeah.
You know?
Have a high life at halftime.
I'm not going to lie and say I haven't.
Yeah, it's not like
you
don't.
Yeah, McDonald's occasionally.
Right. Well, that's true. But in a week of preparation when you're at your peak.
Yeah.
Right.
No,
then you're not
doing it. No Mickey D's.
How many calories do you take in, do you know, in a week?
Usually, in a week, I do daily. But daily,
daily.
I don't know. I'm not good at math. But daily, probably around like 4,000.
4,000. Wow.
Maybe a little bit more.
I'd be 500 pounds if I did that.
See me over here. I got to take it all.
And you're thin.
And you were and in your practice now. Obviously, you're rehabbing your injury right now.
Right,
but you gotta stay. You gotta keep everything else going here, right?
Yeah. I mean, like the first month, it was pretty tough because I was in a straight leg cast, or not cast, but a brace, and you know, I was still taking pain medicine, and so it was tough to, like, you know, just get going again, but. You know, once I got out the brace, you know, got off the medication, started working out a little bit. Then my diet came back around. So it's still, you know, a slow process, but it's coming around slowly but surely.
Good. Yeah. It's good to see. Yeah. And this became, you turned into an entrepreneur. That's a dream of yours always to do something like this? Or did you
What's
get
that?
Together the Cray drink?
Well,
to become an entrepreneur?
Yeah. Well, I kind of partnered with Cray. So, I mean, it was kind of one and the same. But, I mean... What they do as an organization, as a company, like what we're doing with Mercy Home, giving back to kids and stuff like that. You know, every opportunity I get to do something like that, I love to do something like that. So,
And today, actually, just coming up in a couple of hours, or actually in about an hour, you're going to go to Mercy Home, and you guys are going to be serving dinner. It's you and some current former Bears. Jordan Howard's going to be there.
Yeah, he's having Gentry will be there.
Jordan Howard's having a great season.
Oh yeah,
right.
I
mean, that he is an amazing athlete as well. And Tanner Gentry, as you mentioned, Kelvin Hayden, Otis Wilson, Mama's Boy Otis, is going to be there.
Oh, really?
Now, let me ask you a question. As a current Chicago Bear, do you ever run into the Super Bowl Bears and they put their arms around you? They just want to tell you glory stories about themselves. And then you just want to go, okay, I know. I know. Thanks. Okay, I gotta go because I don't even play football, and they do it to me. So I'm you know, it's like I'm old enough to remember this.
Yeah, this town still loves those guys. Yeah, so they do.
I wish I have, but I've only met a couple of those guys. I met Mr. Ditka and Mr. Wilson and.
Oh, that's very respectful.
I think that's
by
it.
That's very nice of you.
Yeah,
Mr. Ditka.
Yeah,
he's on the show every Friday, and you know, we just hope he's sober. That's how we look at it. All right, and so now people want to help. Now, Mercy Home is an amazingly great organization, by the way. If people want to help and they want to help bring a little bit of Christmas to those kids, now you guys are taking care of Thanksgiving, but in terms of Christmas, in terms of helping them for donations for toys or for money, so that the staff there can go out and get toys for the kids there. This is it's a great, great, great organization. It's taking care of kids that their parents are not taking care of, you know, for whatever reason. Sometimes they can't, and other reasons that they shouldn't be.
Right.
And it's these are kids who, you know, come out of this program much, you know, in the main, much the better for it. And drinkcray.com. So Cray is K-R-A, by the way. That's how you spell Cray. Just Cray, like K-R-A. So it's drinkcray, drinkcray.com/mercyhome. And that'll take you to where you can actually do all of your donating and all that stuff right there. So it's
please.
Yes, great organization to
really
be a part of. You've had a chance to get out there and meet some of the kids and stuff like that, Cam?
Yeah, I'm going out there tonight, and we're going to, you know, have a good time, meet all the kids and probably just play around a little bit, see what they got going on over there. And
I bet they'll love that. Yeah,
I'm excited.
And Kevin Powell would like to personally thank you because he went down to Frisco, Texas, right, to the championship.
Kim, have you gotten over it? Because I certainly have not forgotten. I have not forgotten what happened on January 20th, 2015 when Carson Wentz broke Redbird Nation's heart. And I know you probably would love to have a chance to face him on Sunday because that's embarrassing.
Yeah, I know. I'm so mad I'm not playing against him. But
that was a great year, though, man.
I'm going to make sure we reschedule him next year.
Yeah, there you go.
I'm going to do all I can.
Although that is one – Did you watch them? They are spectacular. The Eagles.
Oh, okay.
Sorry to say it. It is scary as hell. I mean, they are. Not exactly currently at the moment. I am not feeling it. You know what? The thing is, they're so close, right? The Bears are so close on this, and you can tell they're just a couple bounces and a couple breaks away. But you got to make your own breaks, and it's going to have to be a time to do that.
Cam,
there's always next season.
Always
yes, go
timing.
Ahead.
Cam, what do you make of Mitch? Because that's all Bears fans are talking about right now. What do you see from him in practice, in the film room, in the huddle? What do you see from Trubisky to give Bears fans some hope?
I'm happy for Mitch. He's come in as a rookie, you know, stepped into a backup role. He was kind of unsure what was happening back in fall camp. And, you know, to get thrown in there in the fire midway through the season, you know, and do what he's doing, it's pretty inspiring. So, you know, it's good to see him, you know, kind of taking charge, being the leader. I heard he was snapping at the O-line the other day, so that's good to hear.
That's a nice thing.
We do need to be right. It's that thing. It's always a rookie thing. But you see, it's so much more now. They used to wait guys out. I mean, I think it wasn't in Green Bay. I mean, when Brett Favre was the quarterback, you know, they were holding. I don't even want to say his name because I can't. You know, I don't even speak about the Green Bay quarterbacks.
He's not playing right now.
Yeah, no, he's hurt. But the point is that they held him out for like 30 years before they allowed him to be the quarterback. Now they're throwing guys in. It's because of Dak Prescott, right? Because he was just so spectacular last year, and guys like that I'm going to bring up Carson Wentz now.
Though.
It is right, yeah. But I think to your point, this offenses are complicated. They're sophisticated in the NFL. Mm-hmm. So you got to get used to what's going to go on because everybody's moving in a different direction and the plays are complicated, right?
Yeah. It's definitely, you know, different than college coming in. So.
Yes. It's definitely.
A lot different.
Right. They say it's faster, right? But that's just part of it. It is. And they hit harder. Yes, that's all true. But also the pure complication of the whole thing. So, well, we wish you the best in your recovery.
Yeah,
well, thank you guys.
Speedy
thank you for having
full
me
recovery.
On.
We can't wait to see you playing
indeed,
again.
Yes, indeed.
And good luck with Cray, the organic sports drink. KRA,
AAA is
by the
projecting
way.
Nearly 51 million people traveling this holiday weekend, and that is a 3.3.
That's a lot of people.
All of a sudden, out of nowhere. That was important information that we do need to share, but I have no idea why we're sharing it right there.
All right,
we got that all fixed, I think. All right, that's it.
Sorry, Cam.
Sorry you had to be here for that. Yeah, I'm complaining about the Bears.
That was Cray.
Listen to this. Yeah, it was Cray. Thank you very much.
See?
The great Cameron Meredith. Thank you very much for being here, my friend.
Thank you.
Thanks,
Cam. All right, here comes Violetta Podramedic with the WGN Traffic Trouble Spots.